As you step onto the peristyle, you take a narrow street on your left. After a few seconds of walking, you reach the Baptistry of St. John, Temple of Jupiter, located opposite the Cathedral Bell Tower. It is one of the best-preserved ancient buildings inside Diocletian's palace. Originally built as a pagan temple, it later became a Christian church and eventually the city's main baptistry. A short flight of stone steps leads you up to its entrance. The doorway is decorated with detailed carvings you can imagine as scenes of a grape harvest. Above the door, a classical figure of victory, Nika, holds a wreath. The entrance wall is filled with carved mythological motifs, lions, eagles, giants, the sun god, and griffins, typical of Roman art. A damaged Egyptian sphinx sits in front of the building, you can freely touch it, and nearby stands a Perinthian column, later carved with early Christian crosses. A stone sarcophagus from 1533 rests beside the door. The identity of the original god worshipped here remains uncertain, though scholars propose Asclepius, Janus, or Jupiter. Because Diocletian honored Jupiter as his patron, some believe this may have been a symbolic funerary temple connected to his mausoleum. The building once had a medieval bell tower, documented in an 18th century drawing, but removed in the 19th century after falling into disrepair. Inside, the baptistry feels intimate and enclosed. The ceiling is a barrel-vaulted roof decorated with 64 carved panels. These reliefs depict theatrical masks, human figures, and stylized flowers, details that reflect the revived Roman religious practices of Diocletian's era. Beneath these carvings runs a later added decorative frieze, which later inspired Renaissance artists in Dalmatia. When Christianity became established, the temple was converted into a baptistry. At its center stands a cross-shaped baptismal font made of 12 connected stone panels sealed with reddish mortar. One panel displays a Greek cross, possibly marking the depth of the baptismal water. The panels surrounding the font feature intricate Croatian pre-Romanesque interlace patterns, loops, circles, and knotted designs, mostly from the 11th century. The most striking panel shows a crowned ruler seated on a throne, holding an orb in one hand and a cross in the other. Scholars debate whether this represents King Zwaniri, King Petar Kreshimir IV, or another medieval king. This carving includes the earliest known depiction of the Croatian crown. Two important stone sarcophagi stand inside. Archbishop John, 7th or 8th century, a reformer who restored church life after the destruction of Salona. His sarcophagus bears an inscription describing him humbly as a frail and useless sinner. Archbishop Lawrence, died 1099, a major religious figure in medieval Croatia and spiritual mentor to King Zwaniri. A large bronze statue of St. John the Baptist, created in 1953 by famed Croatian sculptor Ivan Meštrović, greets visitors inside. It depicts John as a rugged hermit and visually echoes the medieval reliefs in the baptistry. Behind the baptistry, through Split's narrowest street, nicknamed Let Me Pass, is the entrance to the crypt. In late antiquity, it became a church dedicated to St. Thomas, and in the 14th century, it was used as a city prison. Although baptism by immersion is no longer practiced, the baptistry still hosts occasional baptisms today. For centuries, nearly all children in Split were baptized here, making it a living part of local heritage.